That's 800-898-0816.
Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Every Wednesday right here, Josh Newberg down in Tampa with 24/7 Sports. He runs the Florida State site. He joins us. Berg, how you been, man?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
What was going on with Antonio Cromartie on Twitter calling out Florida State coaches?
Well, I think it stemmed with Levante Taylor, a tweet from Levante Taylor calling out Cromartie, not by name, but it was about Cromartie. So I think that's where it all kind of started. For not showing up and helping and saying, you know, guys getting in their feelings in the middle of June on a Friday night.
probably had some artificial encouragement going there too, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm not joking you. This all went down on a Friday night with a bunch of with college guys and ex-NFL players who apparently have nothing better to do than go at each other. And I think what it is just frustration, Bill. If you look back on it, and I talked with Travis Johnson, who was also involved, another former Noel who's out there in Texas, and they just said it's a miscommunication. I mean, at the end of the day, they all just want to help. And I think if this team was winning ball games, everybody would be sitting back and watching, and nobody would really have the need to help. But they're struggling, and these guys have the knowledge, and they feel like they can help in some form or fashion. But I don't know if going about it the way that they did is actually going to help anything.
In public, on Twitter.
And I also don't understand what they want to do, right? Because at one point, Cromartie even said, your coach doesn't know how to call the – you know, you guys look confused. If I was the DC, my back end wouldn't be confused.
Right.
At first, I thought, like, okay, maybe Cromartie and these guys just want to talk to Levante and, like, give him some wisdom or whatever. Then I'm thinking, okay, maybe they want to, like – work out with them, whether they come there or Levante and them go to Texas and maybe they work out with these guys. But then I saw Cromartie's comments about your defensive coordinator not knowing what's going on. And I'm like, wait, do they like want to call plays? Like what level of help are they trying to give? I'm confused by that.
And he invited them to come down to Houston or where he's in Houston, right? To go work out and train.
Yeah, so is that like a day? Is that like a week? Is that like a whole off season? I mean, how much helping are they going to do?
And Travis Johnson was on the Cromartie side of things, right?
Yeah. I mean, Travis has been on the Big Three Roll-Up a couple times. He was on our Rollcast. It's our FSU podcast on the Big Three Roll-Up Network. He was on Monday night to explain it, and it just boils down to frustration. Like and he has been kind of critical of Taggart since he arrived, Travis has, but he's still been there to help. I mean, he was there last spring. He's coached with Odell in the summers before for about 7 straight years outside of this year. So, yeah, Travis is just frustrated by what he sees on the field. There's no doubt about it.
Soul Street Coffee here on Twitter says, ask Berg about Bobby Bowden comparing Jimbo to Saban.
I didn't hear. Did you hear the comment, Bobby?
I saw the quote, but I don't have the context.
Compare Jimbo to Saban. Well, I mean, you could compare him by saying he's one of a handful of coaches that have a national championship that are coaching actively.
Right.
Jimbo, I think, has a lot of similarities to Saban, not necessarily resume-wise, but just the way he runs the program. A lot of it we know. We've told that story a million times when he was at FSU. That a lot of the things he did was try to replicate the success Saban had at Alabama. So And he coached under him, so he comes from that tree. Of course, there's some Saban DNA creeping into Jimbo style, for sure.
Well, obviously, he was at Alabama with him. He was at LSU, or excuse me, he was at LSU with him. And they're both West Virginia guys.
Yeah.
And they both kind of have that. Now, they're different personalities, but they both have a little bit of that edge about them, too.
Yeah, a Southern edge, too.
Right.
To them.
Right.
You know, some Southern, you know, you got the Jeremy Pruitt who's long and slow and drawn.
Right.
Whereas Jimbo and Nick are kind of more pointed with their words, and they'll say a million words. Well, Jimbo certainly will. He'll say a million words in the amount of time Pruitt can get out of sentence.
Oh, let's repeat this. I know I've asked you this before, but I think it bears repeating. In your time covering FSU, or you can go back before if you want, head coach or assistant coaches, both, the best recruiters at FSU?
The best recruiters at FSU?
Because I know you had Jeremy Pruitt near the top, but what's your list? One through what?
Yeah,
four to five.
Pruitt at the top. I'd put, Willie Taggart's definitely up there. I think what he did when he came in, when he just got a little bit of momentum, you could see what he did, bringing that class from 64 to 11 and flipping all those kids at the end. He did a really good job there. I think Eddie Grand would be right in my top five. James Coley would be in my top five.
What about Brewster? Would Brewster be in there?
Tim Brewster would be right at the bottom of my – unfortunately, I'd have to include Tim Brewster in there, but he'd barely make it in mine. It's just mine.
Right. No, I thought it was interesting. That's a pretty good group, but Pruitt is one of the best, right? Easily.
Pruitt's easily one of the best, yeah, that I've seen. And I put probably, like, assistant coaches wise, I'd probably put Eddie Grand right behind him. I think that they work, like, their minds worked alike in terms of they just knew, they just had options behind options. You know, Eddie would make sure, even though he had he had Devontae Freeman committed and the running back board was solid as a rock. He had three guys ready to go if something went sideways late. I mean, he had, you know, the guys that were going to end up at Louisville or Kentucky or places like that. He had those guys ready to go. And he left no stone unturned, and that's kind of how Pruitt is. Same style.
Soul Street Coffee also asks, do you think Bobby Bowden did less with more at Florida State by only winning two natties, 93-99.
Did less with more than who? I mean, he built it. You know, like, this is recruiting. It's not free agency. You build what you have. I mean, he built one of the strongest programs in the 90s, without a doubt. And, you know, at the time, Florida, Miami, they were all ready to pounce too. And it was a real competitive era. And I think everything that he built up, I mean, Florida State's still riding the wave of his success. You know, Jimbo certainly did. Taggart is. So I think the things that Bowden put down are still benefiting FSU.
Yeah, Bobby Bowden, if we were to rank the greatest head coaches of at least the modern times, we don't go back to Bud Wilkinson. He'd be on there too. But if we just went 1980 forward or 1970 forward, he'd be in the top conversation, top two, three, four, whatever. He'd have
for
to
sure.
be.
For sure. And kind of ushering in like modern football and recruiting and just kind of all the things of college football, not just winning.
Anything on the horizon to be looking for regarding recruiting in the Noles?
I'm going up to Florida State this weekend for camp. I was up there last weekend for camp. If you followed me on Noles 24/7, I was very in-depth. I was up there for 3 days and posted a lot. We ran a lot of content on Noles 24/7, but there wasn't a ton of talent there, Bill. But this weekend, I'm heading up. We got Thomas Schrader coming in Friday, Jalen Knighton coming in Friday. There's some big pieces there. Summer recruiting is about to heat up, I think, for Florida State. There's some commitments on the horizon. I'm not saying it's going to go to FSU, but Richie Leonard's making his decision July 5th. I think FSU is going to press Jalen Knighton this weekend, see if they can get a commitment out of him, although he's been saying August. So FSU could start, you know, getting some traction, and then the big crescendo of the summer for FSU is going to be the Saturday Night Live event at the end of July. So that's really what we're aiming for. I mean, these weekends are nice, but that's going to be the big one in July.
Is Willie loosening up any? I hear that he has a tank at the front entrance. Nobody can get in there. Is it literally a tank, a military tank there? Is that true?
No, everything's been great this offseason. I've been up there several times. Things seem to be going well. Camp was wide open. I mean, Jimbo allowed us to pretty much have free rein or whatever we wanted to do. There was times where compliance would push back a little bit. Willie's been great. I don't have any issues up there covering camp, and they allow us to shoot the videos and do all the stuff that you guys love. So I think camps are going well up at Florida State, and I'm looking forward to their big July event. I think that's going to be big.
So let's say they're working on a trick play. Can you film it and put it on Twitter?
Well, they should be working on trick plays in the summer. That'd be a major violation.
That's my point. Josh Newberg with us. Hey, Berg, tell everybody about the Big Three Roll-Up.
Oh, man, the Big Three Roll-Up. We have a special guest this weekend from the Netflix movie Cocaine Island. We have the star of that movie coming on, Rodney Hayden. And then also we get into all the Big Three topics, Silk, Kev, me, the whole crew. We're talking Big Three football. So iTunes, SoundCloud, anywhere you get your podcast, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, Big Three Roll-Up.
Yeah, got to see Cocaine Island, man. I haven't seen that yet. Is it worth it?
Yeah, give it a watch. And the star of the show, Rodney, who lives right outside Gainesville and is a big Florida Gator fan, he's on our show.
See you next week, Berg.
See you, Bill.
Yeah, I don't even have Netflix anymore, so I can't watch Cocaine Island. I can listen to Zach Smith's podcast, but I can't watch Cocaine Island. Boy, all these shows. Now, I'll tell you what I do want to. I want to finish up the Chernobyl. I've only watched the first of five, and you folks tell me it's really good. And I think I want to watch Deep State, too. Yeah, I think I'm into that stuff. I'm into that Deep State conspiracy stuff. I love that, man. I eat it up. So Matt Smith posted right before the top of hour three an article from AL.com down in Alabama. AL.com. Background on the Dabo quote. Because I had no... Matter of fact, until this morning, I didn't even realize it happened back in February. I thought it was something... I thought Dabo was on the rubber chicken circuit on Tuesday, said this, and then the outrage ensued. I feel like I'm Osama bin Dabo, was the quote that got the PC crowd all... The feathers just ruffled, man. Just ruffled. Now, again, should he have used his wording, his wordsmithing a little better than that? Well, sure he should have. But the I like to be offended crowd, oh, they found something new later on Tuesday, baby. It was a big celebration. We found something to be offended by. Let's throw a party. I'm only happy when I'm offended. So in this article, and Rob in the 210, who's trying to change his name to Jeff, to join the crowd, says, Bill, first of all, it was on Mike Krzyzewski's show. Yeah. This was from, it says, February 14th. Mike Krzyzewski's got his own show. He's had a show there since I was there. Had it back then. And he had Dabo on a couple of weeks or whatever after the natty. And he asked him just about going back to Alabama, and that's when Dabo said what he said. But that was on Mike Krzyzewski's show. I didn't even know that until Matt Smith pulled up this article. And if you read it in context, it's even... I think it's funny. that people find things. You really think Dabo Swinney meant that to be offensive? Now, should he have used his words better? I feel like I'm, instead of Osama bin Dabo, I'm Jack the Ripper Dabo or something. I don't know. Or don't say it at all. You think he doesn't have sensitivity to an event like that? Whether it's 9/11 or the terrorist that guy bin Laden was? We'll take the break. Soul Street Coffee says, Bill, top coaches since 84. Nick Saban, Dr. Tom, Urban Meyer, Bobby Bowden, head ball coach. That's a pretty good group. We'll get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on 65 southbound at Trinity. Both 65 and I-24 are slow from Ewing to the North Loop. A wreck on I-40 westbound between the 440 split and 46th Avenue North. Wrecks on Harding at the I-24 westbound exit and west of Trousdale Drive. Self-Storage Solutions, locally owned and operated. Call 615-851-7277. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-204-0145 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-204-0145 to take your call now. Call 800-204-0145. That's 800-201-0145. Again, 800-204-0145.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Get custom fit for free with the tailor-made M5 and M6 drivers, engineered to make everybody faster with speed-injected twist-face technology. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Omni Nashville Hotel will be there on Friday. Kitchen notes. You go in the main entrance, veer to the right, just keep going. You'll run right into us. Yeah, you'll have to work your way back a little bit into kitchen notes, but you'll find us. Go around the breakfast bar, into that back room. That's where we will be. Come on in. Just like for commitments. Yeah, remind me this morning after the show, I'll post the link to commitments. You're going to want to arrive on the 17th. Commitments is Wednesday the 18th, and we've got the link fixed for that for all of you. Back to the Dabo Swinney topic. more to the story in that article from AL.com. Not sure exactly how it resurfaced, meaning it happened mid-February. So we're talking March, April, May, June, July. 5 months ago, this interview happened. And it was on Mike Krzyzewski's SiriusXM show. And a guy that has a Clemson site, not Larry Williams, somebody else, apparently was searching Sirius for Dabo Swinney interviews, just randomly. Listened to this one and heard this. I feel like I'm Osama bin Dabo when I go back to Alabama. That's how that came back. And apparently, he wrote an article that had that in it this week, or within the last week. I don't know when, because I obviously did not see it originally. But that's how this came back up. This is how, or this is why we're hearing about this now. Because back then, that wasn't a thing. Did anybody comment on that when it hit? Rob in the 210 says, well, Bill, that's pretty good proof that nobody's listening, because that would have come out a long time ago if anybody would have heard that. Pretty good point. Now, I don't know who's listening and who's not, but that's a good point. Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast. And I love Sam Pittman's videos on Twitter. They are pretty good. Says, Bill, Sam Pittman has signed 15 blue chip, 4- or 5-star offensive linemen at Georgia since 17. Georgia is trying to become O-line U. They're doing a really good job of it. Now, who does the best job of developing offensive linemen? Iowa and Wisconsin. They get them and they develop them. They don't get the 5-star O-lineman like Alabama does. Or Georgia now. No. They get them and they develop them. Iowa and Wisconsin, they'll get a guy who's 6'5", 275, redshirting maybe. And in 3 years, 4 years, he's 6'6", 320. And he's a left tackle that the NFL's drooling over. That's the way they do it. Sometimes they get a ready-made guy, but not like Alabama does some of those schools. Alabama gets a guy who's 6'6", 320 out of high school, and he's ready. They get that guy. Wisconsin and Iowa, they develop them. They have to. The 6'6", 320 guy, 5-star out of high school, usually doesn't sign with Iowa and Wisconsin. Tell you who else does a really good job with this. Now, they sign highly rated linemen, but Notre Dame could also claim that they are O-line U. 2 years ago, they won the Joe Moore Award, which is a new award for the best offensive line. Aaron Taylor heads that up. Remember, he was on our show talking about it. We were in Atlanta, and he did the show. Aaron Taylor. Oklahoma won it this last year, right, with their incredible offensive line. They lost everybody to the NFL on that line but the All-American center, who was a redshirt freshman, who was an absolute stud. Yeah, Georgia is trying to become O-line U. Jimmy Sooner says Coach Biedenbaugh. Yeah, he's the O-line coach for Oklahoma. He is very highly thought of. Bill Biedenbaugh. I believe his first name is Bill. Coach Biedenbaugh. Yeah, he is very highly thought of. Tell you now, I am biased, but I'm a Herb Hand guy. You know that. Herb Hand at, he's now at Texas, but he's been, boy, he's jumped around a lot the last few years. He was, well, let me just take you back. He was at West Virginia with Richie Rod. He was at Tulsa, came to Vanderbilt, went to Penn State when James Franklin got the job. Actually, Herb Hand stayed back here originally. when James Franklin left for Penn State and interviewed for the Vandy job. He tried to get that gig. He obviously didn't get it, but he was trying to position himself for it. Then he went to Penn State. Then he left for Auburn. Now he's at Texas. Yeah, he's moved around a lot. Last time I saw Herb, he was in town. He'd been at Penn State for about a month or two, 3 months. He came back home in the summer here, and he and I met. There was a Cajun place in Franklin, in Wilco here, on Main Street. And I forgot, I always forget the name. You guys can remind me. Anyways, it closed down, I was told. I hadn't been there in a while. But I love that place. And we used to go there, and we'd have some Cajun food. I'd meet him. We'd go various places. Cajun place downtown off Charlotte, Herb and I would go to as well. There's a barbecue place, Music Row, we used to go to as well. There's lots of places. But we always would pick out a spot. But the newest one was this Cajun place. Oh, what was the name? On Main Street. Anyways, that's the last time I saw Herb. I've talked to him, but haven't seen him since then. Herb, hey, you're talking about a salt-of-the-earth guy. Oh, my gosh. Herb Hand is a fantastic dude. Tickets at Primo Seats. That's right. This includes concerts. It includes sporting events. Anything you can think of, get your tickets at Primo Seats. Now, here's the deal. When you go on site, primoseats.com, you're going to get a good price. You're going to see the price. You're going to like it. But you can do better than that. Here's how you do it. Go into the promo code box and take the name Bill Isking and put that name in there, Bill Isking. That'll get you about 5% more off. Now, we had a question months and months and months ago, maybe years ago. Bill, do I get that discount by using Bill Isking the first time only? No. If you order a million times, use the promo code every time. And every time, you'll get the discount. It's not just a promotion for your first order. It's any and every time you order. Use the name Bill Isking. Tickets at Primo Seats. Sporting events, concerts. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Clearing a wreck on Vietnam Vets Boulevard, northbound between Conference Drive and the Sumner County line. In Hermitage, a crash on Lebanon Pike in the 1400 block. And another in West Nashville on Collins Road near Highway 100. It's backing up Collins Road for about 3 miles. OnTimeTraffic.net has live traffic cams 24/7. Follow us on Twitter at Rush Hour Rosie. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More saving, more do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
CBD delivered right to your door. Thanks to Ease. Ease has a carefully chosen selection of quality CBD offerings, lotions, patches, creams, and even CBD products for your pet, all designed to fit your lifestyle and delivered right to you. So take the guesswork out of CBD with Ease. For a wide selection of CBD products and great values, go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
Make Edwin Watts Golf the place to shop for dads and grads with their summer savings sale happening now. Score a 50% bonus trade-in on your old clubs towards the purchase of a Titleist TS2 or TS3 driver. And measure your distance with Bushnell GPS and rangefinders and save up to $70. Choose from the Phantom, the Hybrid, or the Tour V4 Shift. Edwin Watts Golf is your place to shop for the hottest golf gear this summer. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does! It's out of here!
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss, strike three.
Oh, how about that? Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here. Let's play tomorrow. Oh, my goodness.
Don't miss a minute of the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball.
The Vandy Boys play here on Nashville Sports Radio.
College football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Be there on Friday. Can't wait. 888-702-5494. Cosby Cattleman.
Crank up that Ronnie Millsap crazy. See, we got a lot of rain over here on the Rocky Top.
Don't put diesel in the sea, do.
That's right. Don't put any diesel in the sea, dude. Make sure you got those apple pellets for the rec tech.
That's right.
What is your favorite color flavor of pellet, Bill?
You know what? The bags I get are mixed. It's got mesquite, apple, cherry. I don't even know. I'd have to read the bag, but it's a mixed one.
So it's like a pack. You don't dump them all in there together, do you? You just pick the pack you like, you're in the mood for, and you throw that one in.
Well, no. The ones that I get is actually a pack with mixed pellets in it. So
I've been looking, Bill. These pellet grills are—they're the comer. The old days of just on a little charcoal on there on the $30 grill. Those days are over, aren't they?
Well, I mean, I still like that a little bit sometimes. Now I love the pellet grills. You don't quite get the smoky taste that you do with wood, and I like the smoke too. So it just depends on the mood. But the great thing about the pellet grill is with the technology, Cosby, you literally. But with a knob, turn it to the temperature, and it stays there. You're not fluctuating like on any other grill.
Yeah, Bill, I didn't know anything about that, but just listen to you every day. I've kind of educated myself. They're pretty cool. Hey, Bill,
I could see you with the RT340, a little shot of Dickel, and some George Strait on YouTube. I could see that.
Well, I just got to graduate from the fire chimney out there on the back 20 over in Cosby. hey, Bill, I want to go East Coast, West Coast with you here today. I was listening to a little Ryan Abraham Peristyle podcast. You might want to bring him on, by the way. I know you bring him on every six weeks or so.
I tried to get him last week, and he's taken – I don't know if he's taken some kind of yoga class in the mornings, but at 6 his time – He's out for that whole hour at yoga or something.
Yeah.
Pilates.
You might want to even consider doing a canned interview. Maybe interview him, record it, and run it later. It's kind of early for him out there. But they've had some pretty big moving and shaking going on, Bill. As you know, this Steele and Brew McCoy.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you what, Bill. We talk a lot about transfers on this show. This Brew McCoy thing's really making a mockery out of the whole sport, and there are a lot of ways the sport's a mockery. Notre Dame doesn't play the same number of games as everybody else. Blah, blah, blah.
I fixed that one right there. I'm the one that rigged that one, but go ahead. Me and the Pope.
Ian Book goes to the sushi bar while the real teams go play in conference championship games.
Well,
sounds like a good system.
Sushi? Now, wait a minute. He's eating sushi while in a hot tub, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, while Fromm and Tua are getting their knees dived at, Ian Book's eating sushi in the hot tub.
Correct.
That sounds like a real fair system.
That's the way we got it.
This Brew McCoy here, he's transferred twice officially now.
Well, in like 5 months, yeah.
He's been in the portal. He's transferred twice, and he hadn't even played in a game as a true freshman.
Correct.
That's Mickey Mouse, Bill. These guys, you know what I think? The Big 12 commissioner, I guess you've talked about this, talking about saying that all transfers ought to sit out a year minimum, just period, no appeals, no nothing.
Right.
Don't care if granny's got a cough.
Yeah.
You know, right now it seems like it's just who knows. You know, everybody try, go fishing. Maybe you'll get a waiver. Maybe you won't. And it looks to me like seems to me like that's common sense. I guess I'm asking you two questions here. I guess let's go with that. The Big 12 guys, you for that, just making everybody sit out a year on a transfer and just get over all this crap.
Well,
I mean, Justin Fields is an example. That guy ought to be sitting out for a year. Make these dudes. You know, pay the band for transfer. And he said, well, the coach can pick up and leave. Well, so you can't have, if you have free agency, you've got teams recruiting other teams' players.
Right.
It's that simple. They can get to these guys on Twitter and all these, you know, through their friends and their contacts. Are you for a one-year, just blanket transfer sit-out year, Bill? That makes sense to me.
I like that better than this loose system. And they just rejected a guy. There's a tight end from Illinois that signed and played as a freshman for Georgia. And he's got a sick grandparent, apparently a terminally ill grandparent back in Illinois. He's trying to go back, and they won't let him. He's going to have to sit out. He's got to sit out. But Tate Martell and Justin Fields, and this is not what they put on their waiver, but they can basically transfer free because of the depth chart. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and it's my understanding, like the Fields deal, he's trying to play the race card, and he said for transferring some fan, you put him in the stands.
Correct. Baseball player at Georgia. And then Martell basically said, hey, I was told they didn't want me.
Yeah, so it's every rule under the sun. And I'll just throw one more at you. The lineman that was transferred straight from Alabama to Tennessee got hurt. What's his name, Bill? You know who I'm talking about?
He's the center, and he's not very good, and I don't remember his name.
Yeah, and he got hurt, but he was going to go play for Alabama one year and Tennessee the next without sitting out. And here's the one that tickles me, speaking of West Coast, Bill. Guess who's trying to make the offensive line out there at USC?
No, wait a minute. The Alabama kid was a grad transfer. That's a different rule.
Okay, he was a grad transfer. No, yeah. Okay.
Which I like. That's a good rule. That's rewarding somebody.
You know, I disagree with you there, too, Bill, because they're churning these guys out with their phony three-year degrees. How do you play major college football and get a degree in 3 years? I know over at Peabody, where Vanderbilt teaches all their athletes how to be PE teachers, over at Peabody. I guess you can probably get a degree from Peabody, like all those athletes over at Vanderbilt, probably, a year and a half?
Kid's name was Brandon Kennedy.
Yeah. Okay, Bill, well, like I said, that's enough of that. But one other thing on USC, I was listening to that last night, Bill. This air raid stuff, you know how college football comes and goes, the wishbone, the fun and gun, blah, blah, blah. We've been in this read option crap for, 15 years now? 10 years at least? Who was the first one that brought that in?
I think it was Rich Rod, which we're going back to the mid-2000s.
And where is Rich Rod right now? He's at OC at Ole Miss, isn't he?
Correct.
You think they might push out that bum and elevate Rich Rod?
They might.
Push out a fabulous tight end coach and go get a real coach on the cheek. Rich Rod in the SEC, that'd be something, wouldn't it? I'm going, all right. The read option's still there. Of course, Clemson doesn't run it. Clemson, Alabama don't run it. Georgia doesn't run it.
Right.
But, I mean,
Southern Cal doesn't.
Oklahoma still runs it, right?
They don't run the read option per se. They run a fast paced, sophisticated passing game.
Yeah, this Lincoln Riley though, isn't he an air raid guy?
Well, I mean that's a loose term. He's a sophisticated. Now you got to remember Urban Meyer, Rich Rodriguez, that group. That's more of the read option, the zone read, and all that kind of stuff. Watching whether or not the defensive end pinches. That's not what Oklahoma does. Oklahoma's more West Coast.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's Mike Leach is what they are.
Okay, well, and Mike Leach pretty much is him and Mummy the Dummy. They're the father of the air raid, right?
I think so, yeah. Mummy before him, actually, yeah.
Okay, well, here, it looks to me like the shiny newcomer is the air raid, Bill. Listen to those USC people talk.
Right.
And let's don't forget, Cliff Kingsbury gets fired at Texas Tech. Was he coaching Mahomes?
Yeah. That was his guy just a couple of years ago.
Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the NFL, and he gets fired with him at his alma mater. Got, 5 years, got every chance in the world.
Right.
Falls on his nose at Texas Tech, not an easy place to win, although Leach did. And, hell, he's the coach of the Arizona Cardinals now. That's what everybody's, you know, like USC went with Graham Harrell, another one of these air raid guys. Everybody wants to do – are we going back to the days of chucking it 50 times a game? Is that what we're going to?
Well, Clemson and Alabama and Georgia aren't going to do that. They'll chuck it.
Isn't the rub these high schools are just all of them are running the read option and it's getting harder and harder to find a pro-style passer?
Well, I mean, with all this 7-on-7 stuff, actually passing is more sophisticated now than ever. Kids are better than ever.
Well, I mean, USC thinks they're scoring 50 points a game. They went 5-7 last year. They think they're scoring 50 on everybody because they're running the air raid. Where's that bit of confidence coming from?
Well, you got to admit now, they've always got talent.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just talking about in general.
Right.
I'll just wind up with, I mean, is this, I mean, do we have an air raid guy in the SEC?
Coach of an air raid, not that I know of.
Is this Chad Morris joke right there at Arkansas? What does he run?
He probably would be the closest to that. But, I mean, he didn't do that at Clemson. He did it at SMU because you have to.
All right, Bill, I sound on the way out the door. We had a crazy seat signing. It's a Stanley Cup game 7 tonight. Is he on the pedal bars or is he down there at Bongo Communist Java drinking Irish coffees yet?
No, he's doing fine, man.
Okay. And lastly, Bill, did Doug Matthews call in and clarify? I was wondering yesterday if Urban Meyer dumped 58 or 59 points on Fatmer. Did Doug Matthews ever call in and clarify that?
For some reason, he did not call. I'm shocked.
Okay, well, okay, I'll put an APB out for Doug to go ahead and clarify that for us. Hang in there, Bill.
See ya. So the comment, we're not gonna let you transfer even if Granny has a cough. Oh, that's pretty good. Even if Granny has a cough. Oh, Cosby Cattleman. There's nobody. There's no duplicate to that. You cannot replicate that. You can't. I wouldn't even try. Just be yourself. Nobody like the Cosby Cattleman. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Give that number a call anytime, 615-293-0722. And you're going to like the pricing. Yeah, you're going to like the pricing. You're going to like the customer relations, and you're going to like the job that's done. So give that number a call anytime. We'll get right back to you. Had a call a few yesterday, but one gentleman, I asked him how he found out about us. He heard us from the show, Andrew, who was new, moved from Texas, and he's got a warehouse that he needs taken care of. So we're going to probably get the guys over on Thursday to get that done. But give that number a call anytime, 293-0722 with a 615 in front of that, and you will like what happens next, which will be quality pest control. Stake the break. One more. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Clearing a wreck on Vietnam Vets Boulevard, northbound between Conference Drive and the Sumner County line. In Hermitage, a crash on Lebanon Pike in the 1400 block, and another in West Nashville on Collins Road near Highway 100. It's backing up Collins Road for about 3 miles. OnTimeTraffic.net has live traffic cams 24/7. Follow us on Twitter at Rush Hour Rosie. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches. Plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers and thunderstorms for this morning. Partly sunny with your afternoon high near 90 overnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy. Your low in the low 70s. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
How mummy? When he first got to Kentucky, and remember, he was at Valdosta State. And under him was names like Mike Leach, Dana Holgorsen, that group. That's the tree. Man, it's grown, Lincoln Riley. The tree's gotten a lot, the branches, lots more branches since then. But so Mummy gets to Kentucky, and of course, Kentucky had Tim Couch as the quarterback, and that idiot Bill Curry wouldn't even use Tim Couch the right way or at all. So Mummy gets there and the offense explodes because of Mummy understanding I've got Tim Couch. But anyways, I used to ask Mummy, I said, I think you only have one run play and it's a trap. It's a draw play, kind of looks like a trap. And he looked at me and smiled and said, that's about it. I said, what do you call it? And he says, trap. I don't know if he was just playing or not, but I swear they only had one run play. And it was effective. I mean, that wasn't a knock. It was just, that's because they were chucking it all over the place. Now, he would joke with me. I mean, he thought it was funny. We had a good time with it. How mummy. He's still around. I don't know where he is. I think he was even at a high school. But I know he's still coaching somewhere. How mummy. Those are some memories right there. Yeah, how mummy. Mike Leach. One of the first things Bobby Stoops did when he got to Oklahoma was hire Mike Leach. Also hired Mark Mangino. Those were the beginnings of that offense right there. They won a natty in year number two as well. Can you imagine coaching meetings when you've got Mike Leach and Mark Mangino in there? You imagine what those conversations were like? Would you like to be sitting in on that? Wow. Tomorrow. The brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. Get the Chris Landry podcast. Go to Chris Landry Football, and you can find everything you need. His service is a subscriber service. The podcasts aren't, but his information. I would encourage you to invest a couple of bucks in that. Chris peels back the onion and gets deeper than anybody. And that's what he does. Chris is a pure football guy. Chris's entire DNA is set up to study and analyze and opine and describe and to teach football. That's the way he's put together. Incredible. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, Mummy Ball was fun. Scored a crap load of points, but didn't play a lick of defense. He says, when Stoops leaves, Barnhart should call the Pirate. You know what? That's an interesting thought there. Think Barnhart would make that call? Now, has he tried to hire Leach? I don't think he's tried to hire Leach yet, meaning when he's had other times, other opportunities where he's had to hire a coach at Kentucky. I don't think anything's gone on there, has it? I don't think so. So let's say Stoops this next year, and he's got a big contract, but let's just play the game here. Stoops has another solid year. It won't be as good as this last year, but let's say he has another year that keeps his resume updated. Nice and shiny and attractive, that resume. Do you think, and Stoops gets an opportunity at a college football powerhouse, whatever school, doesn't matter, and he leaves. And Leach was there before. I can promise you, if Kentucky and or Tennessee last year would have wanted to hire Leach and the AD at the time at Tennessee did want to hire Mike Leach. He got that aced, but he was going to do this. Mike Leach would leave Wazoo in a second for Kentucky. I can promise you. That's interesting. I haven't really thought of that, even though I'm totally aware of the connection. I used to talk to Mike about it a lot. Got to remember now, Mike worked the midday show. I did the morning show, and then he did the midday show with Jack Arute, I'd say for a couple of years after the Texas Tech thing. And when we'd be on the road, I talked to Mike a lot when we'd be traveling. Great guy. Great guy. Dick McGee says, Bill, Hal Mummy is the OC for Dallas. That's right. He's the OC for Hal Mummy's the OC for Bobby Stoops, right? Yeah, good point. Gary Joe Collins says, my wish list would be the Pirate or get Neil Brown away from West by God, Virginia. Yeah, Neil Brown's resume is ascending, is it not? Did a fantastic job at Troy. Now going to be at West by God. I bet you he does. He might well. And I'm a Holgerson. I like Holgy. He may take West Virginia beyond where Holgy could. I think he's that caliber, Neil Brown. I'm a big Neil Brown guy. That's a pretty good list right there. Mike Leach and Neil Brown. Now, right now, Stoops, he's got a big, fat contract, and he's set up in Lexington for a long time. Mitch Barnhart, everybody, they love him. I know some staff members at Kentucky. And they say that they all love working for Stoops. They absolutely love working for him. They love it there. They love being there. They love working for him. Yeah, because a lot of times you'll hear, yeah, man, I love the money, and it's fun coaching here, but, man. Coaching under Coach XYZ, it ain't a picnic, Bill. It's rough. And again, Stoops is a hard A double dollar sign too, but they all say, the ones that I know, they love working there. Love being under him. Absolutely love it. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter and at Bill Is King. That's where you can follow us. If you need some fake outrage today, let's say you haven't found something to be offended by yet today and you're looking for something, pull up the Osama bin Dabo story. That'll get you going. If you're of that ilk, that'll get you all riled up. Just type in the search bar, Osama bin Dabo. That'll get you going. Even though it happened back on February the 14th on Mike Krzyzewski's show. Still. 1, 2, 3 of your body, outrage. Let it get to you. Lajpah.